A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Lucas is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by Ella. So we're going to see if we can figure out why she's ghosting him when we call her in just a second. But first, Lucas, how long has it been since you heard from Ella?
It's been like a week.
So did you try contacting her after the date, or was that the last time you guys spoke?
I did contact her after, and I hadn't heard from her. There was no response.
Can you tell us about the date?
Yeah, so, the way we met, though, we met at an office party of the company that I currently work at. We met there, and we spent that night just hanging out, talking about, you know, life and everything, and all this stuff, and I asked her to get coffee a few days after that, and then we did, and I found she was just like really easy to talk to, really easy to get along with. I felt, you know, I didn't feel like I had to try so hard with her. She was really easygoing and gorgeous, and funny, kind.
Aww.
And yeah, and so then I did ask her out again after, and I just never heard back.
You said you met her at an office party. Could she be one of your bosses that you just don't know is your boss?
I have no idea. I mean, like, I don't even know if she works for the company. Well, she said that she was a guest of someone at the party. So that's all I know.
Okay.
Was there anything that happened on the date that was kind of awkward or weird that would make her maybe not want to talk to you again? Obviously, you're lovely, Lucas. This isn't, you know, that, but...
Ooh, I like that. Lovely Lucas.
Well, I mean, I do have a tendency sometimes to... When I'm talking, I might raise my voice a little without realizing that I'm speaking a little bit louder than usual.
Okay.
Because, like, sometimes I get a little excited when I talk, or I get, you know, like, when I get really happy, sometimes I don't realize the volume of my voice should be a little lower.
I can't control the volume of my voice.
So you're saying you yelled at her and she may not have realized that was normal.
Oh, God. I hope she didn't think I was yelling at her for any reason. I had no reason to yell at her, but if my voice was a little louder than usual, then I apologize.
Okay. Well, I mean, that could be, you know, maybe she thought you know, some people are very uncomfortable with loud people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In general.
That could have been it. I think I'm still kind of suspect as to who she was even at that party with, going back to like the other thing. Because we don't know if it's like one of her friends. Maybe her friend's got a crush on you, you know, like maybe you're just like off limits or something.
Oh, I never thought of myself as off limits before. But,
time to start thinking of yourself that way, big boy. All right, man. Well, let's play a song, come back, and then we'll call her and see if we can get her to tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for the First Date Follow-Up, we've got lovely Lucas on the phone. He's getting ghosted by a woman named Ella, and he doesn't know why. We're about to call her and see if we can figure it out. But first, Lucas, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on the situation with Ella?
Yeah, so I met Ella at an office party at the company that I work at. She was someone's guest there, and we spent that whole night, you know, talking to get to know each other. And then I asked her to get coffee a few days later, and we did. But then after that coffee date, I never heard from her again, even though I asked her if she wanted to go out again, and nothing. And I thought she was great. I thought she was beautiful and funny and just really sweet.
Let's find out why she's ghosting you. You ready to call her?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Ella, please?
Speaking.
Ella, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show, and it's called The Jubal Show.
The whole show's here, Ella. My name is Nina. Hi.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Yep. So there's three people.
Oh, my goodness.
What's up?
Hey, I'm actually a fan of you guys. Did I win something, or...
Ella, we got an email about you from somebody you went on a date with. This is a first date follow-up. I'm guessing you know what that is.
I do. but I haven't been on that many dates lately, so I'm curious.
Well, his name is Lucas.
I remember Lucas.
Okay. And Lucas emailed us because he said he really liked you, but you've been ghosting him. Can you tell us why?
I didn't mean to ghost him. I have been a little slow to respond, though. I'm sorry about that. I should have texted him back.
So you're not ghosting?
It's just like it's a bit of a weird situation, and I've been like confused as to how to proceed. See, it's even like hard for me to like finish that sentence.
You're making this real sketchy. What's going on?
I met him at like a work party, but I went with my dad to his work party, and my dad is his boss.
So okay. Your dad's Lucas's boss?
Yeah.
And does your dad have a rule you don't date the help?
yeah. I mean, it's not bad, but it's but yeah, my dad is kind of a hard ass, and he's very like all business. It's like all he talks about. I wouldn't want to work for him. He's my dad, but he's like a tough guy. I don't know. I kind of had figured it out earlier, but I didn't say anything because we were having such a nice time. And then I felt awkward about that. And then I was just like, it was like a hot potato. I didn't know what to do. So I should have texted back, but it was like, how do you text that? Like, hey, my dad's your boss. I feel like that's going to get awkward real quick. So I wasn't sure quite how to put that in text form. It seemed like a lot for a text.
Speaking of getting awkward real quick, I mean, you listen to the show, so I'm assuming that you forgot a part of this.
What did I forget?
Lucas is on the phone listening and has been listening this whole time, wants to talk to you.
Hi, Ella.
Hey. I did forget that. hey, Lucas, I apologize.
You know what? I'm a little surprised, but it's understandable. What are the odds that I would be interested in the boss's daughter? So Mike's your dad, huh?
yeah.
What are the odds?
She was at the holiday party.
yeah. Well, I was not expecting
that. But still, no, yeah. And I didn't think you were, and that's why I was a bit at a loss for how to tell you that. But no, I really enjoy hanging out with you too. It just I should have said something when I figured it out, but. Yeah, I didn't want to because I was having a nice time too. But then I don't know. I mean, you know how he is. So, and I'm yeah.
He is definitely a great at his job. He's great at being a boss. We'll say that.
Very diplomatic answer, Lucas. I promise. I promise he's not in the room with me.
I'm picturing like a Tony Soprano right now. Yeah.
I had a great time with you, and I completely understand now. But, you know, I'm still open to going on a second date with you if you are. I really, you know, enjoyed your company, no pun intended.
Yeah, I really had a good time with you, too. But I'm a little concerned that it just might get really awkward. I don't want anything to affect your job. Not saying that it would, but also, you know, understandably, you know, you want to, you know, go out after a day at work and like, you know, talk about work. And I feel like that could get really weird. And, and also, you know, I don't want my dad to like look at, not saying that he would, but I just don't want to create like a weird situation for you at work. And I don't want to create a weird, you know, potential dating situation for me or for us.
I understand. I get that. You know, if you want, I can speak to your dad about this and let him know that I'm interested in you. And we can still keep things at work professional between me and him, and I don't need to bring my work life up like into my dating life with you. I'd rather not talk about work while I'm out or on a date with you or anything like that. But I would like to at least let him know so it doesn't feel like I'm doing it behind his back.
Ella, would you like to go on another date with Lucas? We'll pay for it.
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, if you really, if you don't think it'll be too awkward or tricky, and I do think my dad would appreciate that if you're, and honestly, if you're up for sitting down with him and saying that, then I definitely think we should go on a second date.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like lovely Lucas is an assertive type guy.
I just also, for everybody listening, this is also a lesson. When a man is into you, you will know. This guy is ready to go and talk to your dad about wanting to go on a date. And if some dude's not even texting you back, bye.
Good point.
I will
talk to him. And yeah, I am definitely, let's do it.
Sweet. Well, congratulations, Lucas. You got another date.
Love this.
All right. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate it. And thank you, Ella.
Yeah, thank you. No, I'm really glad that you made this happen.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.